All right, well, then I guess we have already started.
Whoa! We're back!
How do you like my hair?
You look good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Is this you trying to...
Today...
Spice up our...
It's a special episode.
It's headlamp Rosie.
It's the camp out episode.
You're gonna make the shot weird with
that
light.
I'm in a cranky mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you are?
What?
Angry gums.
No, I am angry gums. I went to the dentist and they called me angry gums.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't call me that, but that's what they were thinking because I went to the dentist. It was the first time that I've, in my adult life, that I have not had to pay for a dentist appointment out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That is, and that's a win. That's what we call a victory.
There is a little asterisk on that.
The asterisk is that I could have gone for the last 4 years, but I didn't because I would have to pay out of pocket.
Last year you wouldn't have because Andy signed you up for health insurance.
That's Medicaid dentistry. That's great not
teeth.
Safe.
I got great teeth.
Andy, you went to the dentist like 17 times. Do you know that's problematic?
I have horrible teeth.
Yeah, but you shouldn't, you don't have horrible teeth, not bad enough teeth where you're having to go in like every 2 weeks.
Every day a piece of my teeth falls off and I eat it because I think it's going to get reabsorbed.
That's not
true. Every day.
You're doing a bit?
Every day my teeth break. It hurts.
Andy.
I curse it, God, and then I chew up my tooth.
Anyway, I could have gone to the dentist, but I didn't because Andy signed us up for... like free dentistry, which it's like, I understand a deal's a deal. You love a deal, but not with the dentist.
It's the national healthcare system. It's not.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Rosie's origin story really comes out when it comes to these types of things. She's very down to earth.
I don't trust a cheap dentist. And if you trust a cheap dentist, you're being a sucker. Okay, this is how you get stuck in the system because the dentist
you get stuck
is
going to
fuck
system.
With you. Yeah,
yeah. You know that. You know all our friends stuck in the dental system.
You're going to be stuck in the dental system.
I got some friends who can't get out.
You better just thank your lucky stars that I got us better health insurance. Okay.
If I had some lucky stars, I would thank those motherfuckers.
You have
so many
lucky stars.
I have no lucky stars. I am the most unfortunate man alive.
Shut up, Andy.
I went bald.
Shut up. Let me explain the story.
Okay.
So I went to the dentist and my teeth are good. She said, my teeth are great. She said, your gums are angry.
Angry gums.
And Andy said, that's my new nickname.
That is her new nickname.
But I'm going to ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's hurtful and rude. But I did have angry gums. I will say that She did a teeth cleaning and she got in under the gum line. And I got to tell you something. I heard that shit in my head, in the back of my head. I was hearing it. I felt it in my skull.
Like popping?
No, it was like when she was using the.
Oh, I hate that shit.
The vibrating thing. Ooh. I don't know what it was. But anyway, she told me to sit up and spit. Looked like somebody had performed a C-section in the 1700s.
Whoa.
There was so much blood and it was not okay what was happening. I mean, I'm talking, it looked like I threw up
blood?
A fetus.
Ugh.
It was disgusting.
Every time I floss, it looks like I got in a barroom brawl and I did not win.
Yeah.
Every time I floss.
Yeah. And she said, if you do this every day, and I said, hold on a second.
Floss every day?
I'm flossing every day.
What am I?
Are you going to pay me? Flossing 3 times a week?
Maybe.
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 Twice a week, I definitely do. 3 times a week, I'm being real good.
Mm-hmm. I only floss when I shower. And that's because there's so much blood.
Well, that's... Okay, so how often do you shower then? Because it's
every
not like,
other day.
Yeah,
every
okay, day, that's good.
Day. Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be bleeding that much.
I have horrible everything. I mean, I'm definitely headed towards a life where
mouth period.
No, where I get periodontic medical, whatever, gum surgeries, teeth replaced. It's bad. I've had bad teeth my whole life.
So what you're saying is we got to get veneers money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Although I think insurance probably would cover the veneers at this point.
Mm.
The insurance you got? That showbiz? Maybe. That showbiz insurance?
Maybe.
We'll see. Everything. I'm getting a chiropractor.
This insurance, we get to get our teeth cleaned every 3 months on this insurance. How fucking great is that?
I'm going to see if they can clean my downstairs teeth, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't. Can you tell us what you mean by that?
I have teeth in my butt.
You have teeth in your anus.
Yeah.
Mm.
I can eat food backwards.
Cool.
You know what's weird?
That's on the Patreon, guys. That's for the VIP beaches.
I think I have bad teeth and bad gums and all that stuff, but I've never been told I have like consistently bad breath. And
let me see your teeth. You don't have bad teeth. You don't.
They're yellow.
No, well, a little. A little.
That's because I eat lemon heads every day. All day, just lemon heads.
They're not yellow, Andy, but they're just, let me see them. Okay, so you could do some whitening.
I'm gonna.
But they're clean. It's not like you have plaque all over them. It's not disgusting. They're clean.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting them shaped.
In, you know? Like what shapes?
You know, like that Chinese art where they kind of like dig in and draw like a little man and he's got like a hat and he's kind of like probably fishing or something. And then next to it will be like a dragon. And the next to that will be like, I don't know, a bear or something. Like it's like in the detail of jade and things like that or ivory. I want to get them to do that on my teeth.
Cool.
I bet I could find somebody in, you know.
Yeah.
Somewhere in New York that'll do that for me.
Absolutely.
Teeth art. Probably pretty hard to clean, though.
I bet you could find somebody in Union Square to do that for you tonight. Okay? You just ask anybody.
I'm going to ask the guy who writes your name on rice. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a big deal when we were about 14 years old.
Oh, yeah.
You'd go to the beach.
Huge skill set.
Somebody would get your name on a piece of rice.
And you'd put it in a necklace. And then you'd go home
with that
necklace.
I ate mine immediately. I felt
starving.
So stupid.
Anyway.
So you got angry gums. And,
yeah, I didn't know like.
Your ass won't quit.
Yeah. I didn't know that the dentist was. Like, I didn't know how nervous I was to be at the dentist's until I got to the dentist. And I should know because I've made 6 appointments, no less than 6, in the last year that I have canceled on the morning of or just not shown up. I've gotten canceled from ZocDoc 3 times this year.
Wait, you've gotten, like, suspended?
Kicked off of ZocDoc.
Wow.
For no shows.
That's so weird because was your dentist office in the Plaza Hotel? Because when I checked your geolocation while you were at the dentist, it was at the Plaza Hotel.
No, that was a different meeting.
Oh. Okay.
This guy was teaching me about tea bags.
Teaching you the art of tea?
High tea bags.
Oh, okay. I get it. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get tea bagged on in my mouth, obviously, but I do think the feeling of 2 nuts on your eyeballs would be pretty relaxing.
You know what? You're not wrong.
It seems nice.
It kind of does.
Just like 2 balls, just like a light weight, and that foreskin or scrotum skin is soft.
You're talking about, we could also just do that with cucumbers.
Nah.
Cut up a cucumber.
Let me put my nuts on your eyes.
Oh, that's what this was about.
Well, there's got to be somebody with that fetish.
I can't believe I fell for that. I can't believe I just literally was like, oh, we're just doing a bit.
No, I honestly, I was thinking about it because you said tea bags, and I was like, that would feel nice. 2 warm, soft skin.
I don't want warm. No, when you say warm, it's gross. It got gross.
They're dry, though. This person uses Gold Bond.
Well, that's just going to sting.
Well, you don't open your eyes, obviously. You got nuts on them.
Yeah, but you're going to smell it. It's going to make your eyes water. And then you're going to have like powdery, wet eyes.